This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister hails multi-million dollar investment by Red Stripe, primary school students to be exposed to entrepreneurship, and Ebola and Chick V special feature to air on local television this evening. The news in detail after this break.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the license, restore the justice.
Sometimes we live too back with me one another. We no care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore justice.
My brethren, the one to others as the one down to you. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, less strife, more life, no gun, no knife. Would have been less to life, was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Now the news. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips has hailed the $150 million investment by Red Stripe in local cassava production as a positive move to make Jamaica more competitive and reduce the debt burden. Dr. Phillips says the government's economic reform program is aimed at job creation, adding that Red Stripe, through its investment, is boosting the production process and ensuring economic stability.
We recognize in the government of Jamaica the value of all the efforts that have been made to make Jamaica a more competitive economic environment. Because what we are seeing here is the result of our efforts at reducing the debt and inspiring confidence in the stability of the Jamaican economic environment.
The minister's comments followed a tour of Red Stripe's cassava farm in Bernard Lodge, St. Catherine, Tuesday. In January, Red Stripe signed a lease agreement with the Ministry of Agriculture for lands at Bernard Lodge to facilitate its cassava growing project, which aims to cut much of the imported raw material to its brewery. Red Stripe plans to cultivate 2,400 acres within 5 years and provide employment for 2,400 persons. The Ministry of Education has partnered with Junior Achievement Jamaica and the Kiwanis Club of Kingston to launch an initiative geared at giving primary school students first-hand exposure to the principles of entrepreneurship and economics. The initiative, JA BizTown, will see the students running actual businesses. For 4 weeks, students will learn science, technology, engineering, and mathematics under the JA BizTown curriculum, after which they can apply for jobs at the JA BizTown facility. Teachers will assign jobs in preparation for a one-day business simulation exercise for each student. The first batch of students will visit JA BizTown in November. The project is aiming to facilitate up to 40,000 students annually. The JA BizTown facility is located at 37 Arnold Road, Kingston 5. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the facility will foster entrepreneurship and job creation.
We are anxious that this should succeed because it is central to the equipping of our people to be able to find work, to do work well.
Mr. Thwaites was speaking at the launch of the JA BizTown facility on Tuesday. More than 40 small cottage processors have received training in manufacturing best practices following their participation in a food safety workshop Tuesday. The workshop was held at the offices of the Bureau of Standards Jamaica in Kingston as part of activities to mark National Food Safety Week 2014, being observed from October 22 to 30. The event was facilitated by the National Agricultural Health and Food Safety Committee, which is responsible for the national food safety system in Jamaica. Chairman of the committee, Dr. Lynette Peters, says the workshop stemmed from a realization that some small cottage processors could benefit from information on food safety. She notes that focus is being placed on small processors to increase their awareness of Jamaica's food safety policy, passed in 2013. National Food Safety Week is being observed under the theme Safe Foods, Gateway to Health and Wealth. Finally, how much do you know about the government's Ebola preparedness activities? What's the latest on efforts to control the spread of the chikungunya virus? Jamaicans will get answers to these questions and more during a special television feature, Ebola and Chikungunya, What You Need to Know. The feature airs this Wednesday, October 29 at 9:30 p.m. on TVJ and will take an in-depth look at both diseases and the government's response measures. It is produced by the Jamaica Information Service Television Department. Guests will include Acting Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Kevin Harvey, and PAHO, WHO Disease Prevention and Control Advisor for Jamaica, Bermuda, and the Cayman Islands, Dr. Kam Swan Mong. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.